And if you've ever been curious about these pronouns, this video is also for you. My friend is so cool to come to my party. It's exciting to get to know it better. It's drinking a raspberry tea, which I've heard is its favorite. If you want to get it a refill, it's using the mason jar. It didn't have to dress itself up for my party, but it looks great, so I'm not mad. It should be really proud of itself for trying on these new pronouns. I know I'm proud of it.
Well, you know it's another day when we're listening to a narcissistic, egotistical motherfucker that has a gender that we can't specify, so we've just now started calling them an it. We went from women wanting to not be seen as objects to whatever they're identifying themselves as literal objects. And to talk about the insanity, I brought a very good friend of mine who flew in from a CIA headquarters in South America, specifically in Peru, Lauren Southern, Fed agent who is undercover in the United States. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive.
Can you believe they gave me $450,000 when I came up here from South America? Did you guys know they do that? Like, it's a new thing. It's really cool. But anyways, we're going to need a white claw for today.
I know. It's one of those days. You got to pop it. You got to have a nice time. We are joined by the lovely Savannah Hernandez, who is here in the studio as well.
Hello, resident everybody. Hello.
Producer. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and I'm your top 17th through 19th host here on Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color. Put some of that COC in Lauren's face. Blast it. There it goes. How did it feel? People ask
Taking
me a lot
out of context.
People always ask me how it feels to have the COC 8K graphics blast in the face in real life. You've been on the show before and you've had it. Is there a different experience?
It's pretty incredible, I gotta say, like top tier. I don't know how you do it.
People don't realize this show. This is a new thing I'm going to announce today, too. Not only is the show 8K, but it's actually 4D. And so when you're like in the seat and the confetti comes, it like kind of vibrates your chair. It's exhilarating.
It does. And I like the like vents and, you know, the chair moves like when we talk about crazy stories. Really cool. It's like when you go to the fun park and you can pay to go to one of those movie theaters that moves.
Did you actually know that the confetti is flavored as well? Yeah, so you can eat it.
Can you give me some more?
Yeah, okay.
I'd like
to ready?
Try it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Taste the rainbow.
Eat the flavors.
Hey guys, you
know,
this is the kind of lovely entertainment you expect to get here at Slightly Offensive. And we appreciate you guys always downloading this show on podcast, on Spotify, on Apple iTunes, wherever else you can. Please leave a 5-star review. Remember, it's audio only. We are trying to grow those numbers. We are now in like the top 40 something spot on news commentary on audio. We'd like to be in the top 10 at least. So please help us get there so that Savannah can get her new car and so that we can get 12K graphics. We're working there. We have a lot of things to talk about today. This is a giant roast of people. And if you know anything about Lauren Southern or myself, one of our favorite things to do is to remind people who need to be made fun of that we are willing to do that job for them. And so before we jump into that, though, I got to tell you, take care of yourself better than the people in these videos. Here at Slightly Offensive, I do want to let you know that we work with all of the best products, period, made by companies that you want to be proud to support. So let's take Undertak, for example. Listen to the features of their boxers. And I'm telling you, did you even know boxers had features?
Features? Does this have like the vibrating and confetti flavored stuff as well?
This is even better. Listen to this. They developed a quick release fly that is optimized for concealed carry. And you know what we're talking about. Anyway, it's an extra wide waistband with an escape and evasion pocket, good for cash, handcuffs, key, or other tactical items. You never know when you got to bring out the tools to do the job. The material is not only ultra soft, which is what I love the most, but it's also antibacterial, because to be honest, guys, we're just kind of disgusting sometimes down there, especially. So we need something that keeps us safe and fresh and feels comfortable at the same time. It's also anti-pilling. You don't get that nasty. You know, you buy cheap clothes and it gets like gross and milly and just weird. Yeah, well, this doesn't do that. You know why? Because it also is a moisture wicking material so that I stay fresh and dry all day. And you know who loves that? My wife. But you know who likes it more? Me, because I'm not a disgusting pig, because I have the most amazing boxers that I'm wearing. This high quality fabric is durable, fade resistant, shrink resistant, ultra lightweight, and it's battle tested by special forces. So that's pretty epic. And here's the best part. They're 30% less expensive than the competition. This is why you've got to get Undertak, the only brand that is unapologetically pro-America, pro-military, and pro-2A. Go to getundertak.com. That's GETUNDERTAC.com. That's getundertak.com right now and save 20% off your order with the offer code OFFENSIVE20. That's OFFENSIVE20. So on top of being a superior product for 30% less, you can save an additional 20% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's getundertak.com, offer code OFFENSIVE20.
Guys, they need to buy this.
Men
will literally keep their Homer Simpson boxers they got on their 14th birthday from their mom and wear that for years with holes in it and just be disgusting. Stop that. Throw all that out. Buy these, please. Males, do that now, immediately.
Yeah, she's being shocked in her chair, like forcing her to do that. I do want to talk to you, Lauren. So this has been crazy. We had a good show last night. It was amazing. I'm so glad you were able to make it. For people that didn't hear, you did get stopped at the border.
The usual.
But you are off the no-fly list now.
Apparently. I don't know. I think it was maybe the Blaze letter that helped with that. They looked at it and they were like, shitting on libs is an essential service. That's what it said on my letter.
It was like,
we have to let her in.
She's only allowed to leave Canada for essential reasons. And that's why people who think that this is not a good show or that we don't need to be making fun of people, apparently the Canadian government believes that rubbing in the degeneracy in these evil, demonic, sodomite faces is obviously a job that's necessary enough for the two of us. And I'm excited.
Essential.
So let's talk about that video. If we can play that video one more time. We have gotten into a point now where people, because they don't like to be identified as women, now want to be thought of as objects. Let's listen to that.
If you've ever been curious about these pronouns, this video is also for
okay.
you.
So the key thing is they always say, if you're ever curious about these pronouns, and usually they always tell you if you ever were, as if there's a single person in the entire world that gives two shits about what this, I don't know, like, I don't know what's the character that I'm looking at. This looks like they're from, I'm going to be mean, but.
It's the tone for me. It's like when your girlfriend's mad at you and she's like, just if you were curious, like what I actually wanted for my birthday. And you just like, no, if you say something wrong, she's going to assassinate you. That's the tone right here. If you're curious, but if you're not, like, I'm going to report you to the police.
Yeah, they act like this is a sexuality, like you're bi curious, like, oh, you're it curious. Like, there's no such thing. Like, you haven't even decided whether you want to dress like a boy out in a trailer park or if you want to look like a 1980s hair model for like some sort of like female magazine. There's just a lot going on there. And they always look like this. They've never seen an attractive person that is talking about this stuff, because attractive people are too busy getting laid and doing epic shit to ever care about using pronouns like it's in itself.
Or like really talented people. You don't see them doing this. What Mm-mm. person that exists that is like some mega genius, you know, like a Elon Musk type, do any of those people care about pronouns ever?
No, I mean, let's not give Elon Musk too much credit. Didn't he name his kid like after a computer program or something?
X, Y, Zare. Yeah, I don't know. You know what?
And then it somehow was pronounced Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows.
I don't know. I will tell you this, though. Speaking of breaking your brains, if you are a blind viewer, this is the part where I want to remind you, make sure you do subscribe to the audio, because then you don't have to see stuff like this. You can listen and you can hear us try to describe it. The people that are against us are always ugly. And it has to be pointed out. Because it really does. Because people say ad hominems are bad, attacking appearances. But the truth is, I don't just saying like, whether you're like, you know, whether you're not hot or you're not, it doesn't really matter to me, because that doesn't matter. I just want to say that a lot of these people just need to realize that they are ugly on the inside and outside. And it is part of their suffering that they are eternal victims. And I want to talk to you about somebody. Remember when everyone was complaining about Dave Chappelle?
Yes. How could I forget?
Crying because a black man made a funny.
Oops. Big oopsie. I
thought black people were just supposed to shoot each other in gangs. I didn't know they were allowed to do other things like have a career and make people laugh.
It's pretty unacceptable.
I'm allowed to say that, but I did. I'm sorry. I think that's racist.
I want to point out for a second, when we talk about these people looking terrible, you know, this show is slightly offensive. Sometimes you actually look at people and you're like, shit, like what? There is a level of extreme offensiveness to the way they look on a daily basis, and they want everyone else to cater to their pronouns, to make their lives comfortable. Can they just shave and put on deodorant and like have a normal hair color to make everyone else's space comfortable? I will start using your pronouns when you take a shower more than once a month.
Go to my
I will
screen.
Start using your pronouns when you shave your armpits.
Okay, so.
No! So, this is what I'm talking about!
So this is the trans activist. Very beautiful, right? Nice stickies there. This is the trans activist that was fighting against Dave Chappelle. And this is the one that raised the awareness of the offensiveness of the jokes. And when you get up every morning and you look at that in the mirror, I feel like you are the greatest offense to yourself. And I know that a lot of people think that we're cruel on this show. And maybe we are.
You know what?
I'm okay with being cruel to some. I'm okay when I look at this.
But did they publish this or was this leaked?
Oh, no. This is, they do this regularly. Jacqueline Moore.
Okay, because those are the photos when you look at them on your phone, like anything that looks remotely like that. I'm sorry if people look at their phone and never see that, but you're like, oh shit, delete that, like delete. And then you go to the delete inbox and you're like, delete it from there. And like, no one can ever see this. But this person is actually uploading these.
It's the man buns. You know, this gives a whole new definition. I know a lot of people are not into man buns. And I know they're talking about hair, but this Savannah should be our new thing. No more man buns. Like, I understand that men have butts, but I don't think we're supposed to show them like that.
I'm holding back vomit, Elijah, and I kind of hate you for making me and Lauren look at this. And Lauren keeps taking sips of her White Claw because she's like, this is disgusting.
I know. Go back to my screen.
No.
I think there's more, too. Wait, isn't there more? Oh, yeah. They put it up. They're like, she, he, I don't know. Is this a man that
so this was intentionally published.
Mm-hmm. This isn't it. It's a slutty lo-fi girl enjoys beats to relax. So now if everyone of you knows what the lo-fi girl is. Who doesn't know about this music right here?
I know the lo-fi.
Everyone knows the lo-fi girl. You will never be the same. That's the slutty lo-fi girl. Like, I don't like lo-fi music anymore.
Okay, I feel like because this was intentionally published to like brag about being slutty and cute, I feel like that's what makes it acceptable to laugh at. Because if you're going to put this into the world for people to see, if it was leaked or something, I'd feel bad. I don't feel bad in this situation. That is shocking behavior. And you know when this person walked into like, what was it? It was a giant CEO meeting at Netflix about Chappelle. You know they were like, oh, scary. I knew we should have hired them. Like, oh,
this person woke up and made a conscious decision. And I don't, is that a woman or a man? Sav, I'm being honest.
That is a man. That's a man. I can tell by the man boobs in the photo here and also the size of that thigh. And my favorite part about this photo, too, is that it looks like he kind of has abs, but it's really just the table pressing in on the fat.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to point that out because it was mildly shocking to me.
No, okay. There's a sad part of this. Like, you need friends that tell you to delete these posts. Like, you need people in your life, like mom or dad. Like, yeah. If I posted something like that, if I were born Craig or whatever this person's name is, and I posted that, my mom would call me immediately
it's
and be like,
Jacqueline Moore.
Jacqueline, I love you. Sweetie. Like, I love you. Delete this immediately.
Yeah. And the worst part is, though, I think if we go back here, we'll look at it one more time and we'll put it up there. If you guys don't understand, this is a masculine female, I think is what they call this, with gynecomastia and a...
Wait, gynecomastia?
Is it gynecomastia? Is that
what does that mean?
When you have extra little fat, like you're not just fat, but you have like little fat pockets. A lot of men have this. And so your nips are like pointy, like a... And they hang like that? Like little, so
when
like
I,
little
when I think
on
of
them.
Gyno, I think of down there. But I guess mastia, maybe that has something to do with boobs. Gynomastia, I hate that word.
I don't know. Gynomastia, maybe I'm saying it wrong.
I think you are. Sav?
Let me research.
I could be saying it wrong. I don't have it, thank God. And I know my friend did, and he had to have surgery. You have to get the fat pockets removed.
Oh, yeah. It's gynecomastia. Okay. Gynecomastia.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
So it's like when... But was that caused by the hormones took?
Almost all men... No, so this is an interesting thing, Savannah. Can you keep this on the screen while we discuss this? Because people need to see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. They're like, so, stop, Elijah!
This has to do with this... This has to do with I'm wondering this, because I was reading this thing that like men now through puberty, like it was something like 30 to 40% of men have gynecomastia at some point during development, because it's normal, because you're going through puberty and your body still has things to develop to be a female. And so you have your chest as it's, you know, protruding out, because little boys have like little tiny flat, like in concave chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when the male is going through to building the actual muscle, a lot of men develop like a fat pustule and makes their breast really sensitive. And almost all men, like 90% of men around their nipple at some point gets sensitive. Now, here's what's interesting. That has to do with like estrogen, which is pumped at, like, confusingly sometimes your body develops. I wonder if that's a new phenomenon, because if it's saying that 90% of men, then it doesn't go
like
away
it's
for other people.
Increasing because of what we're eating and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like I'm wondering if they
like
have
what
this.
Alex Jones said, the water's making the frogs gay. The water is giving the boys oops. Gynomocastia.
Gynomocastia? Shocker chair. Put on the shock. She messed up. No, but... I like that a little too much. But I do say I need to get off this. This is where I may...
Please do.
I got to get off this. Okay. I don't know how you transition from that, guys. I don't know how we...
Yeah, I'm honestly scarred for life after that one. So thank you for keeping that on screen for 10 minutes at least. Lauren, how are you feeling after that?
I was going to say, Sav even warned you. Sav tried to hide this story in the script, like later on.
I did.
She was like, I know he's going to see it and want to do this first. And immediately he finds it in the script and he's like, oh my gosh, put this on camera.
Yeah, no, and I, yeah, there you go, guys. That was Sav did that one. So speaking of people who are out there and absolutely being completely insane, is like we have this opposite, right? We're supposed to tell people that that woman is beautiful. But we've also this backwards world too, where these kind of people are just, I don't know, they're just, they're very interesting. And we have this Microsoft employee, and I want to remind you, these are the tech people that are censoring us, that are on there, that are just telling us information that we don't care about. Let's go ahead and let's listen to this white Microsoft employee tell us her pronouns in video 9. Let's listen to this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie Gadilla. I'm a Caucasian woman with long blonde hair, and I go by she, her. I'm a product marketing lead here at Microsoft and co-host of the podcast Security Unlocked with this guy.
Yes, that would be me. Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Fillingham. I'm a Caucasian man with glasses and a beard. I go by he, him, and I'm a security evangelist here at Microsoft. We are so excited to be with you.
My name is Allison Wines. I'm a senior program manager in our developer tools division. I'm an Asian and white female with dark brown hair, wearing a red sleeveless top.
And I'm Seth Juarez, program manager of the AI platform group.
I love this.
All Hispanic male wearing a blue shirt, khaki pants. Today we kick off 2 days of learning more about the latest solutions, exploring how these key innovations can empower you to do great things, and connecting with peers from around.
My name is Elijah Shaver. I am a gay black woman, pronouns it's.
My name is Lauren, and actually, in certain provinces, based on location, he, him, it's, they, them, us, Zeezer.
You are a legal man in Canada.
Wherever, I'm actually, my gender is location-based.
That is really interesting. And you know, and people that are new to the show don't know that, but you know that I'm actually legally non-binary in California as well.
Really?
Yeah, we've talked about that, I think, but people may not know that.
See, I love that because it gives an in for completely heterosexual white men to be like, I'm progressive and just like the rest of you. Because what so much of this is just like wealthy white people pretending they're progressive. That's why so many of the news reporters they hire are like a poofteenth, like Latinx or whatever. And then they get to just change to non-binary or gay or like effeminate like Trudeau. And it's all just establishing this like white, wealthy, upper class pretending, LARPing as minorities.
It's just so weird though. It's almost surreal because it seems like we're being punked. You know, Ashton Kutcher was ahead of his time because it feels like we're in a giant prank. And I feel like that's what life is. Like, I wonder where Ashton is hiding. And I, in the midst of the broom closet, between the cockroaches and Abuela's gloves that are somewhere in here, I think, isn't the custodian here Consuela? Is that her name?
That is not her name, Elijah. Not all Hispanic people are named Consuela or Maria, just so you're aware.
Oh, no.
Consuela is from Family
Con
Guy.
Queso.
Claudia is our custodian. I've trying to get Claudia to be one of our permanent seats on here.
I wonder why she doesn't want to. I don't know. I can't tell.
I do. HR. I love her so much. She's the sweetest woman. And she like doesn't really speak English, but she's amazing. And she agrees with most of what I say. That's why I want her on here. She says, yes, but I like her a lot. But I was going to say, it is so weird, though, as we watch this, that we've gotten to a point where we thought the pronouns were a joke. And this is why I think it's serious. People say, well, why are you like ripping into these people? It's just some weird girl on TikTok. No, it's not. It's actually now the senior Microsoft lead engineers that are promoting this stuff. And the only excuse I think that I can make for this video being justified other than the pronouns is if this has something to do with like they have a lot of blind people who watch the show. And so it's just like, oh, like, but I also don't know how being and knowing the ethnicity of the person adds to it. It's like, by the way, now to talk about our product launch is fat black woman. She, her, like, I don't know. Like, does
like,
that
yeah,
do
I
something?
Like how they added the arbitrary stuff. Like, I'm wearing glasses.
A white guy.
And t-shirt.
I have a beard.
Like, I guess my pronouns are as arbitrary as that. Change them in the morning, the end of the day, take them off.
Yeah, but what also, what was that? I'm sorry, like Savannah.
Have you?
Where'd you find that?
Have you seen that
on the internet?
Where was that? What are you? What were we watching? Like, I feel like this is fake, and they look like robots they're not living in 4D. And
well,
it's
man
not fun.
On the left has a mohawk, so that's all you need to know about him.
It's one of those bullshit marketing conferences where they can talk for like 5 hours and say absolutely nothing, and they just use a lot of words like envision and synergy. And they just keep saying that. They're like, the synergy of this company is headed in an upward direction. And we've got great in focus with our
technology.
Community.
Yeah, the community. And they get paid like $35,000 a month to just be like, things are looking up. The development has procured in a faster time than we've accepted. And you're just like, oh, shit. Okay. And then it's just like Microsoft Word with literally like one button changed. And they get paid $400,000 a year. Literally, by the way. Software engineers get paid between like $275,000 to like $500,000 a year. If you didn't know that, you chose the wrong job, and most of them only have bachelor's degrees. So you chose the wrong job. And if you're sitting there thinking, I did choose the wrong job, you did, but also maybe you didn't, because then you'd have to walk out there acting like a literal homosexual, being like, I'm a white woman and my pronouns are she, her. Like, this poor woman, she looks like she's being tortured. Like, she doesn't look happy. None of these people, and her too, like, nice.
There's actually Alec Baldwin behind the camera. Like, use the pronouns.
I know. And the worst part about this is, as we get into the metaverse, you know, what they're trying to create, what Facebook's trying to create, like the Ready. Did you ever watch Ready Player One?
Yes.
So that was the gaslighting. They always, in movies, show us what they're planning for the future.
Oh.
So Ready Player One was a book before.
I didn't
was
see this
gaslighting.
In The Simpsons, so I'm not sure if it's true.
No, but yeah, but it's true. They're gaslighting us because they want us to live in this alternate reality.
Okay, I hate to use this reference, and I despise myself for already bringing this up, but did you watch Rick and Morty?
As if like it's just an episode, like a movie.
So,
like, did you watch Rick and Morty?
Like the have show. You seen it? Have you seen the show? Yeah. You know that episode where they go to like a what is it? It's like a games place, and they play a game, and the game is you go and live someone's entire life, and then you come out of it, and you're like completely mentally effed up. That's what I'm hoping this is. Like you said, we're in a simulation. We've gone to a game station. We're well into the future, and we're playing. Like 2021, the game, and it's just all this weird pronoun shit, and it's all fake, and we're gonna lose the game at some point, die. Maybe we could. Nope, I can't say that on camera. I'm like,
you
maybe
can't
we could speed
censored.
It up.
Yeah, well, that's totally okay. I'm an accelerationist as well. Like I think it's interesting when you look at people like this. Like, where is this? When we watch this video, listen to video 13, and yes, I'm gonna make a light of a video about abortion, but I'll explain why after. Let's listen to this.
Abortion isn't killing. Abortion is also not the opposite of adoption. Abortion deals with pregnancy. Adoption deals with parenting. And as an adopted person, I would much rather have been aborted. The trauma of my loss would have then ended with my first parents. It would not have been then passed down to me.
Damn, tell us how you really feel.
There are plenty of kept kids that feel the same, too. You were an abused kept child, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, would you have rather they adopted you out or just abort you?
Abort. It's simple. Either way, it would have been trauma. Abortion? Not.
So you're saying being kept and then ultimately adopted out would have been more traumatic than just...
Yeah.
Okay. We're also not...
I like how... Did you see what she just did? She's aware. She was like... She wasn't like abortion. She was like,
are we being pranked?
I just don't
want to
die.
I'm telling you, Ashton, show yourself. Like, some people look for God and they want him to appear. I'm just looking for Mr. Kutcher and I want to know if I'm on a prank show.
Show
is this
up,
real?
You're late. You're late.
We've gotten to the point where we don't know if things are real or fake anymore. And also, it's like, I'm just at the point where I'm like, you know what? Yeah, well, if abortion isn't killing, then neither is suicide. So maybe we should all just accelerate that, too. I think you're going to have to bleep that word, Savannah, because we're not allowed to make people encourage suicide.
That's, so I'm watching this.
I just did
and
that.
And as she says Oops. This, that's my thought. I was like, it's still an option. Like, the end result of that is still an option.
Yeah, well, that's...
but you don't want to do it.
But, like, let's... To you guys, to the SOPs, to the backers who are watching... If you don't know what's going on here and you can know if this is fake or real, I'd like to hear your thoughts in the comments. Please engage with this because I want to know. And obviously, these people don't want their trauma out in the world, and you don't want your information out on display, which is why I got to remind you guys that you wouldn't even use your phone probably without a case. Sydney Watson cracked my screen because I didn't have a good enough case. And that's basically what it is. And you don't have a good case is like not having a VPN on your devices, on your phone or on your computer. And I want to tell you about expressvpn.com/offensive. So what they do is they use this trusted server. I use it. I trust it. And what it does is it scrambles your ID online, your IP address, and gives you anonymity so that people can't track and sell and use your information. Now, why this is also practical, not just to have your protection so that companies that hate you, that want to see you die, don't sell your information and use it against you to censor you. There's that side thing, or steal your identity or whatever. But on the other end, like the new documentary I did with Tucker Carlson is like not available in Canada. I wonder why. But if you use expressvpn.com/offensive, you can change your location and you can watch things that are not available in your country, which is a big deal. I used ExpressVPN in China as well. It's kind of cool. So if you use my link, expressvpn.com/offensive, that's expressvpn.com/offensive today, you can get an extra 3 months free of a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/offensive. Visit expressvpn.com/offensive to learn more and find out how to protect all of your devices that are connected to the internet in just a couple minutes. It's that easy. And do not wait to protect yourself online because the world is crazy, as you can see from the show online. And I just have to address that. For those that are using the VPNs, it won't protect you from this show. Gotta say, I think that was the most shocking video I've seen in a long time. Like, I was not prepared for that.
I still can't, like, it's still an option, but you don't want to do it.
I know.
What that tells me, the fact that you don't want to do it, is you don't actually mean what you're saying. You haven't killed yourself, so you didn't want to be aborted. You'd actually prefer to be alive than to be dead, because you can make that decision any day. It's like those like prank videos that people do where they make someone sign and they're like, will you sign here and pledge that you'll accept a Syrian refugee or like a refugee from Africa in your house? And they're like, I am a good person, I will do that. And then they actually bring a refugee on camera and they're like, will you take them home right now? And they're like, no. No, not going to do that. So like, we can see you're not doing the thing you say you're advocating.
Yeah. I mean, I just never heard anyone say they wish they were aborted. Like, I don't think I've heard. I think that's a new one. I don't like, I thought I heard it all. And you know what? And some of you might be thinking, is Elijah being a little mean today? Yeah. I'm feeling a little mean spirited today on purpose, because I think, I just feel like the world needs a little more meanness to these people specifically. It's directed meanness. The world is savage, but these people need to be exposed. Like, and that's the whole point, is they always talk about this too. Like, all these people that want you to, you know, talk about their pronouns and their genders, they're all depressed and suffering with mental illness, and they all want to die. And so it's like, so because they want to die and they hate reality, they try to reinvent it to cope with their insecurities and their problems. But the reality is that changing reality into a delusion is only going to complicate your path to finding the solution, to actually finding stability in the chaos of your mind. And also too, as they try to make the world a perfect place, dude, the world is chaos for all of us. It is a fallen world. Yeah. People are corrupt. It's savage. It's cruel. It's difficult. It's hard. And that's how it always will be. And you can't pretend like it's any other way. You're going to be let down. You're going to be offended. You're going to be hurt until you just suck it up and realize that the world's one giant fest, and it's here to bend you over and screw you harder than, well, actually just as hard as everyone else around you. We're all in the same world, buddy. We're all in the same world. And you acting like a freaking, you know, sodomite over here and reinventing the world in the English language is just making things worse. You are all collectively making our world worse by giving us your delusional, I couldn't even imagine this world in an LSD trip. Like, I couldn't even do this.
Listen, Elijah, that was a very great rant, but it is me, it they, and I would like you to know, I want to kill myself. I wish I were dead. I am depressed and on 700 different medications, but I have the plan. And if you just do what I say, we will all be happy.
Yeah, it's always the ones that have the worst lives and are the least satisfied with their existence that somehow know why capitalism's bad and how communism's going to work.
If we just fix this one thing, it'll all be okay. But okay, I think that's part of the cope, though. They pick something that they know deep down that fixing the world around them isn't going to fix what's going on internally with them, the internal trauma they're having with their soul, how they're engaging with the world. Just like you said, the fact that we're in a broken world, they know they can't fix it, and they have to kind of contend with that somehow. So they pick a goal that is impossible to overcome, that has nothing to do with themselves, that is outside of them, like capitalism. They say, if we just fix this, it'll fix everything. And they kind of keep grinding forward, like pushing that rock of Sisyphus, so they don't have to ever look inward, because they'll never actually achieve that goal. All of their goals are unachievable, whether it be solving world hunger or any of these goals. And they just keep working towards that impossible goal to distract from the inner soul work they need to do. All of us need to do.
No, and I agree. And you know what? Like, people ask me, like, how can you make your life better? You make your life better by buying one of my mugs. That's literally the first thing you could do. And I tell you, you get good advice on the show.
That's how you fix your soul.
Yeah, I tell you.
Not a Bible, one of Elijah's mugs.
Mm-hmm. You start by buying a slightly offensive mug. And so you look at this and you realize the cruelty of the world. You stare at it and you go, the world is a really messed up place, and I've got to be stronger, and I can't act like a weak little bitch, and I've got to strengthen myself and stop walking around like I'm, you know, some sort of soy-infused, feminized, you know, weird, offended person. Like, you have to wake up every day and realize that these are the people that are against you, and they are. And that's what I meant. I'm going to go to this. Like, I mean, when I was saying about, oh, let's just put that one back on the screen for a second, just because if you missed it, for some reason, if you tuned out. Yeah, there you go.
Hi,
there's the man buns.
Elijah! But,
maybe I like it. I don't know. Maybe once I saw Ricky Rebel spread his ass at the Grammys, I just thought, you know what? We need more of this in the world. What the world needs is more.
I'm starting to think that this
is more confused people showing their butts for conservatism.
There's something more going on here, Elijah. You keep putting this on screen. You're like doing.
Maybe.
You know when they tell boys, like, if you like someone, or boys are mean to you when they like you.
Yeah, so maybe I do. Maybe I have a trans fetish.
I'm going to tweet Jacqueline right
now. I'm going to just tweet that and say, hey, people say I don't like trans people. I have a trans fetish. And just like, just put on their head. That's why I've always supported Michelle Obama. But I, you know, when you come down to this, this is the truth. It says, dear white people, co-showrunner Jacqueline Moore on why she's boycotting Netflix over transphobic Dave Chappelle special. The point is that they're always criticizing us. And that's why I feel like it's in my right to just criticize these people consistently. But here's the point. They criticize us for being normal, for being funny, for enjoying life, for living, for understanding reality. And we remind them every day that they're insane. And this is why it hurts them and it doesn't hurt us. The reason why it hurts them is because, oh, I can't say what I was about to say. That would have been
That
would have just been a long bleep, because that would have actually gotten us in severe trouble. So let me rethink of my example here. Saying things, I'll just say it in the nice way. Saying things and making fun of somebody based on their insecurities hurts because it's usually true. Making fun of somebody on something that isn't true doesn't hurt your feelings. So the reason why these people don't like, they say it's hate speech, it's transphobic, it's this and that. The reason why when you look at these people and you say that they are mentally deranged, they're confused, they don't have a good footing in the world, they look weird, etc. The reason why they're upset about it and the reason why it's like it's so mean is because everybody knows they look weird. And I could not believe, Savannah, you were here the other night with Bridget Fetizy, mm-hmm. that they defended Caitlyn Jenner. I said, Caitlyn Jenner looks weird. And they were like, no, she's beautiful. And first of all, let's not call Caitlyn that. All right.
Yeah, also, we saw Caitlyn Jenner in real life at CPAC. That's a man. Woo!
I have met Caitlyn Jenner.
Sit down and have drinks with Caitlyn Jenner, though? Like, I feel like Caitlyn would be fun to hang out with.
Yes. But what I meant is that I'm saying, like, the idea of, I thought that was weird that people think Caitlyn Jenner looks good. I mean, I don't think that looks good. I think it looks like a man looking like a woman. Like, I don't think it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's,
and that's what I meant. It's like the reason why it's so offensive, the reason why transphobia and these things are always made such a big deal, and the reason why they're like, it's so bad, is because the reason why they're saying that is because it actually is hurtful, because the things that are being said are true. Like, if you go out and you say to a beautiful woman, like if I tell you, oh yeah, well, you know, Lauren Southern, she's ugly, it's not really going to hurt you, because you're like, well, I'm not. And like Savannah, it's like the male attention that Savannah gets, half the show is just people commenting, I want to date Savannah. And we get it.
I don't know why.
Well, you know what?
But if someone calls Savannah ugly, it's not that offensive. But when I call her a 12-year-old boy, that hurts.
You know what's interesting is...
So true.
I had to bring it up. We had to do it.
Thank you for that.
The bathroom laws that it's like... you know that whole debate they had over, we have to make it so that it's like the law that only men can go in men's bathrooms, women can go in women's. If trans people, and when they do actually pass and look good, you don't even need to talk about that stuff. The problem is that there are actually so many people that just have a beard, don't even put in the effort, just throw on a dress, that are walking into bathrooms, and cases where there's assaults going on, literally. That we have to have that. But it's like, it used to be this very small percentage of society that were actually kind of passing and nobody noticed because they didn't strike up a fuss about it every second and like call to cancel everyone. And when they walked in the bathroom, it was like, oh yeah, that's a chick. It looks like a chick. But now it's spread out to be this like, yeah, mental right. illness cope. And you have all of these people that are, yeah, like I see people in beards, like have a full beard that are walking, a Alok Manon or whatever. Have you seen Alok?
What did you just say?
Alok Manon? Do you know who I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes, I do. I'm going to look him up. How do you spell his name? How do you spell his name? Like, how do you spell his name?
A-L-O-K. It should like...
Alok Manon?
Yeah, I think it's Manon or I'm
That's
just making
A-Lok?
That up.
I don't know what that is.
A-Lok. But if that
Alec
person...
Alec Baldwin popped up. talk about a shot in the dark there on trying to spell that one.
Alok, no, I A-Lok, know I spelled that right.
Queer Eye. Is this what we're talking about?
Have you read Alok's...
Alok Vide Manon. Oh, that's what it's the K.
Got it right.
Alok Manon. All right. Manon. Let me bring this up here, guys. I'm going to do this for you. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That
if
is,
they walked into a girl's bathroom, what, oh like, my. how am I supposed to react to that when they walk into my bathroom?
I don't know. I'm going here. I think we were just having slow internet. So I'm trying to bring that up here. Oh, wow. There we go. Alok Vide Manon will not tone it down.
Can I read you a quote
believe
from this
me,
person?
I can see that. You don't have to put that in the title. Just show me that picture and there is nothing being toned down.
Can I read you a quote by Alok?
Yeah. Wow.
These days, the narrative is that transgender people will come into bathrooms and abuse little girls. The supposed purity of the victim has remained stagnant. There are no princesses. Little girls are also kinky. Your kids aren't as straight and narrow as you think.
Kinky kids, huh?
So he's literally saying I should be allowed to go into girls' washrooms and like do weird shit because your kids are kinky too. Like that's maybe I'm reading that wrong. But that's what it sounds like.
To think that when I look at this picture, even though what you're saying is bad, that that's not the worst thing going on here. Like, this guy's got some issues. Do you know, I was talking to Blair White, actually, because Blair was telling me that Alok goes and tries to purposely become friends with celebrities and get in their circles and to make them think they're non-binary and then eventually transgender. And he actually was very good friends with... Sam Smith, is that what his name is?
Sam Smith. And Sam Smith came out as like
non-binary
or something.
Yeah. And he was very good friends with Demi Lovato and he got them. So he is a vessel of darkness that uses his platform to get in and to confuse people about their gender. And look, apparently a lot of people enjoy this stuff because you guys are sick and you watch the show faithfully. Like, I know a lot of you guys are a lot better people than me and I didn't know that. And I understand the people watching this are probably more moral. They have probably have cleaner mouths. They're probably nicer, but in some way you are living voyeuristically through this show. Like you look at this too and you want to say evil and mean things. Cause you just, there's so much to unpack. And that's why YouTube has to put in like rules like, oh, you can't bully these people. Cause they're just such easy targets. Like it's too easy. Like you took this voluntarily. You put this in front of my screen and you're asking me not to talk shit. Oh, come on, please. This is you are begging me. And we're going to begin this week's breakdown of this picture. This is going to be an autistic breakdown, a deep analysis of what's going on here. We're going to go there.
This is what I mean when I'm like, if you just shaved, I'll use your pronouns. I don't even care. That's my bar. The bar is really low. It's really low. Come on.
Yeah.
But I want to quickly mention here, like, yikes. You know, you're talking about being mean a lot. And a lot of these people will say, you know, words are violence. And I'm starting to understand where that comes from and also why I feel less and less bad about going hard against a lot of these progressive types is they use words as violence so much. Like they use it as a weapon. They use so much emotional manipulation. They use so much. They use their words to try to get you fired from your job. They use your words to try to slander you. So the way they use their words and emotions is an aggressive manner. So that's why they perceive words and emotions as this like thing that needs to be controlled and mandated. And we need to have laws around what people can and can't say, because that's how they use it. They are aggressive with the emotional manipulation.
On a simpler note, this is just a really ugly, disgusting vile human being. And that's why they don't want us to say anything mean, because it's just, you look at this person and yep, you probably would molest my kids. I'm assuming. I would just assume.
Are you allowed
it.
To say that?
No, you're going to have to bleep that too. Sorry, Savannah. You are. That's probably against the guidelines.
Is this whole show just one big bleep?
Like, it's okay.
I'm gonna watch it later.
It's okay. There is an uncensored version on Blaze TV, maybe. I don't know. Savannah? Yeah. I don't know.
Savannah's just checked out. She's like, no, I'm not here
yeah,
anymore.
I'm sorry. I'm just disturbed by what's on the screen right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know what? I don't actually care that much if someone wants to do this. Like, if you want to do that in your spare time, it's weird. And, you know, I feel like a lot of serial killers do stuff like this, but like, if you want to do that in your spare time, fine. But it's when it's like the trans agenda, I'm going to try to force and make other people trans and like try to put it into schools and have your kids told that they should be confused about their gender. And people make fun of conservatives all the time for saying there's a trans agenda. They're like, it's just us wanting to exist. And I'm like, cool. I wish that were the case. Exist, have all your rights. Awesome, amazing.
They literally sung a song that said, we're going to turn your kids gay.
Yes, that's what I mean.
the gay choir, and they were full of pedophiles.
It's
and
so...
they sung a song, we're going to turn your kids gay.
It's so frustrating. It's like the false flag the other day in Virginia with all of the tiki torch people. And I tweeted out, I was like, these are feds. This is nonsense. And I had all of these like
say flag
liberals.
Again.
Flag.
I know it's very Canadian of you.
I had all these liberals like, Lauren, you need to wait for more information. Republicans are such conspiracy theorists. And then... it's fake every time. They just prove us right. They sing, we're trying to turn your kids gay. Here's our fake white supremacists. But you Republicans, you're the psycho conspiracy theorists. Stop thinking everything's a false flag. We just want to exist and have rights. Well, stop proving us right.
I know. And
you're sending us more into our psychosis.
I know. And it just makes this job so easy. We literally would never get into everything. And I want to say that, and they come out with these weird claims that, like, they make, this is what you were saying. It's like, they don't just exist. They exist to be annoying. Like, they come out of the woodwork. Like, you know, I didn't even, part of the reason even why I used to be more like freedom loving, express yourself kind of person. And I can't support these people anymore. Like in any way, or even sanction them existing actually. Maybe, I don't know if I can say that either.
Bleep.
But I am there. You guys know this. Listen to this. Listen to what they said in this video, video 11. Like just like this generalization. They go, don't generalize us. Don't go around here. And then they make these like wacko generalizations about cisgendered heterosexual white men. Listen.
So I've had this concept floating around in my head for a while that I'm sure you've heard of if you spend any time on this app at all, because it's been going around like hotcakes, where men are afraid that women will laugh at them while women are afraid that men will murder them. And that's got me thinking about all the encounters with men that I've had in my life, men that I trust, you know, relatives, partners, where I've held back, where I haven't spoken my full mind about something. Because of just how conditioned we are to fear men's anger, even if it's men that we are close to and that we love and trust, and who we know love us as well. Because, you know, the majority of women
I'm
who experience that, who are murdered
like
by
it.
Someone in their life, it tends to be someone very close to them, a relative, a partner, a spouse. And just how sad is that? That we feel that we have to censor ourselves and we can't engage completely with these people that...
So I just want to say, we already see the blue hair. It's a warning sign. The shaved side of the head, they always do this little cutesy angle. They're always talking to people about things we're not thinking about. And I don't know if I understood that right, but she was thinking that like basically she's like afraid and censors herself because she thinks men are going to murder her or something like that. What was she saying? I think she was saying that people were, Savannah?
Yeah, she was saying that she was scared to voice her opinion to men or women feel this way because they feel like they're going to get murdered.
You know, your opinion's just not wanted. Like, we don't want to hear it. So just don't tell it to us. Not because we're going to murder you. It's because we're uninterested. And as you say it, we tune out.
I was just wondering. I'm sorry. I'm really.
That's true.
Could you just lower the gun that you have at me under the table? It's making me a little nervous.
I got my weapon slinged in my undertack boxers.
I promise I'm not going to say anything you don't want to hear. Just please.
Dude, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, dude, what you need is a good man in your life. Like, you just need to have a good man in your life. He's going to help you and tell you, hey, you need to like, I'm not here to like pick apart. Women can live how they want. But like, you can't tell me this person's happy. The fact that they walk around, imagine how miserable that would be walking around every day thinking that men are all going to kill you if you give your opinion. Like, that's what people need to understand, the delusion they live in, the reason why they're so afraid. These people walk around thinking that there's white supremacists everywhere about to commit terrorist attacks, that Nazis are hiding under their bed, ready to just kill them if they, you know, have any Jewish ancestry, and that men are waiting to murder them if they just give an opinion. And that also, if you can...
It would be a stressful life to live, and I hate to pull a whole horse shoe theory here, but like, it's just the same as incels. Like, you have these guys that are just in positions in life where no one really feels like dating them anyways because they haven't worked on themselves, and they're sitting around like, women just want to steal my money, and they're working like a 9-to-5 at McDonald's. All these women are just around every corner trying to steal my money, and they're plotting against me. And that's the same crazy stuff as this woman. Like, every man is about on the verge of potentially murdering me. It's no way to live. It's no way to live. It's its own psychosis. I know.
Can you hear my screen? It's true. I mean, and when you look like this, that murdered me. That murdered my eyes every day. It's like a dagger.
I am deceased.
I wish I was aborted so I didn't have to see that. So there's some good news.
That would be less cruel.
Wait, do we have that picture? Oh, there it is. We're back.
If you bring this up once more, I'm leaving.
I want to remind you guys, if you're watching this on the premiere here, is that this was done intentionally. And there was a reason why I brought that up. Other than the fact. Also, just to remind you too, I'm wearing my friend's brand, Estevez Photography, and he's an amazing person, and you should check him out. He's a great photographer. I did want to talk about this, though. As we look at this, though, the strange thing is as they make generalizations about us, they are actually, like I said, the most insane people ever. And a big example of this is with the vaccine stuff, right? Specifically with COVID, that the people who they've been telling us that we are going to die for a long time. And I'm not dead yet. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't dead yet, bitches. I still here. Like I'm here. Savannah, are you dead?
Still here. Still here having to watch these damn TikTok videos.
Savannah's getting so tired of her job. She's like, it's kind of like you got to McDonald's. What are we working today? Well, making burgers, huh? Just like yesterday.
No, Lauren, there was this one day where I don't know why I did this to myself, but I woke up at 8 a.m. and I decided the best thing to do was to scroll through Elijah's Twitter feed. And I was like, oh, this was
open
not
Twitter. First yeah, mistake.
I was like, this is not the right way to start the day. And it was just like weird men twerking around in like thongs. And I was just like, OK, good
you
morning.
Have to put some context to that, though, because
that's the context.
Because
I feel like it doesn't need context.
It's just that's a Elijah Schaefer's Twitter, man. That's
yeah,
it.
I look for the most disgusting and demented things and I amplify them.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if someone went onto your Twitter and just didn't read what you wrote above things, they'd be like, this is a really good like kink pride Twitter. I'm going to subscribe. Yeah.
But see, in the midst of doing this, we do serious work too. Like, I have some very important leaked information from the Kyle Rittenhouse defense team, which we're not going to talk about today. But Savannah, you did a live stream, what, last night?
Mm-hmm.
And so you had that information leaked to you from me, from the defense team, specifically that hasn't been explained yet, which is very interesting. That shows a cover up by the FBI, mm-hmm. which is insane. And that's the kind of stuff that we also do too. So like at the same time that we amplify the bullshit. So it's like we do amplify these people, but we also do real work, believe it or not. Like last episode was very serious actually. And it was like a very serious episode.
That would really confuse the people. Yeah. They're like, what? Kyle Rittenhouse? I was on here for kink. What the hell?
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah. It's like Elijah. I'm like, it's after showing you a slutty trans person, I also want to update you about my subpoena to the impeachment of the president of the United States. It's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what this show is. And I don't know how we turned it into a living, but I love you guys so much. And I want you guys to know an important thing that, you know what I don't love? I do not love feeling nauseous. And some of you guys really do suffer with that, whether you're pregnant or you don't like to take drugs and you're looking for a natural way to actually block that nausea. I got to talk to you about Relief Band, which is a non-prescription way to actually combat that nausea that you might get in traffic or whatever it is. Basically, what it does, it's been around the technology for decades and it's been used in hospitals, but now it's available to you with a Relief Band. So when you wear it, it basically blocks a signal in a nerve, sort of like how certain medications might do this when you ingest them, that it makes you aware that you're nauseous or feeling that upset stomach, that ability where you feel disoriented. This uses magnets and uses technology to actually block that signal. And what's really important is that some of you guys, nausea literally ruins your day. But this is 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and provides all natural relief with zero side effects. So that's what's really cool. is it's got a low threshold of what it can actually do to hurt you with a high threshold of how it can actually help you. And if you're getting ready to take that summer road trip, winter road trip maybe, or hoping on a boat, or just anxious about heading back into the office, I do have good news for you. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer just for my audience, for you guys, the SOBs. If you go to reliefband.com and use the promo code OFFENSIVE, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So I tell you guys this is that I don't want to offer you products that you can't get a money back guarantee if they have a risk. And so check it out, try it, see if it works. And if it works for you as it has done for so many people, then keep it. And I guarantee you probably will end up keeping it. And if for some reason you just lost a bet and you have to go sell your Relief Band back, well, I guess there's that 30-day money-back guarantee. Head to reliefband.com. That's R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D.com. Use my promo code OFFENSIVE for 20% off plus free shipping. I encourage you to try it out and get that Relief Band and help yourself today. I know. Are you noticing too? We have some shadowing in here, Morgan. Is that light very bright in your eyes? Yeah, and these lights are horrifying, and it's hot too. Look at her.
I'm sweating. I need that Relief Band right now. I just got a call from Customs Border Patrol.
Oh, oops.
So I'm like, they've hacked into your cameras. They're watching this right now, and they're like, we take it back. Get back here.
Do they really call you right now?
Yeah, I'll call them after the show. I think I actually, maybe it's because I forgot my headphones with them. Maybe they're being nice. Just, well, I'll hope for that.
I know. I'm not feeling so nice. I want to, if you can go to my screen here. I'm sorry. Okay, all right. We're going to move on.
I'm out.
We're moving on. One more time. All right. We got to move on to this. I did want to say that the COVID stuff, like these people literally are crazy. And they say that we should live a long time, that we're not going to live a long time, that they're going to live forever, that they're the ones who care about health. And then this woman shows us exactly how the COVID cult really acts when she starts yelling or talking about how she's going to like intentionally infect people. Let's watch this video, Savannah. This is pretty crazy.
It's about saving just one life, Elijah.
Just one life.
And killing everyone who disagrees with me.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, some good news. Kids can get the vaccine 5 and up starting next week. This is great news. And as soon as these guys can get it too, all bets are off. You anti-vaxxers, all bets are off. All bets are off. Yeah, if I can spread it like unknowingly after that, I'm gonna sneak on ya. A lot of ya.
Okay.
A lot of you. All bets are off, because we're all done. We're all done with you. So as soon as these guys...
Bro, she's going to sneeze on someone who's got, like, a legitimate exemption.
Screw the rest of you.
I like how she...
Screw the rest of you.
And I like how she actually...
We're done.
Yeah. She actually admits that the vaccinated spread COVID.
No more kind lib here. Done.
No more kind lib. I don't recall a time you were kind.
No, but that's what's in their heart. Like, people don't understand why I'm cruel to these people. It's because they're evil, vindictive people, and they want to see us dead. Like, I think the longer you keep on with things, I feel like my goal is also to wake people up to stop being so nice. And like, we're in a wartime, and people are like, well, the Bible says to turn the other cheek. The Bible also called on the Israelites to genocide people. So you got to remember a few things. Like, there were God-inspired genocides. This is a real thing. Do you not remember this? I read a different Bible than you.
Yeah, sometimes he says stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, Elijah, I'm not cutting that out. If you want to say that, you say it. You say it.
Go to my screen and see if she agrees. Do you agree?
I just been allowed back in the country, so...
You can bleep that. You'll have to bleep that, probably.
Which part?
I am against genocide. I don't know about Elijah, but
I didn't say I was genocide, for genocide. I just said
really
God sometimes he called people to do it.
What part of that do you want me to cut out? The whole thing? Or I'm confused at this point on how to edit this show.
God called on the Hebrews to genocide nations.
He's still going.
That's the Old Testament. Like, that's a truthful statement. And unfortunately, because there was just nations that need to be wiped out. He was like, literally just kill them all. Like the kids, the goats, everything. Just wipe that shit off the face of the earth. Because they're smut and they're probably filled with diseases. And they're.
Lauren, I'm so sorry. I know. Let me just keep Lauren on screen the entire time.
She's like, I hate the Antichrist. I hate the Antichrist.
CGI. Listen, FBI.
I know.
hey, FBI.
Somebody.
I'm real nice. I'm not like this Elijah guy over here.
No, I am. I'm not calling. I'm not calling for genocides. I'm just saying, like, people always say that, like, God was about love and Jesus Christ is like a love. And they used to stone homosexuals and genocide people. That's basically what was going on. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Just keep
digging. We don't either.
Keep digging, Elijah.
Me and Lauren are just sitting here
to China.
You're still going.
That was an ad for Estevez Photography.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. He's a really good photographer, though. He's really epic. This is a new shirt he got me, actually. This is me trying to salvage it. It's like, I mean, look at this. Do you see this? You see these? I'm getting those arms up. They're pumping. We're doing good. I have sweaty armpits right here and right here. And guess what? Guess what? I have sweaty armpits and we're getting a sweat blocking brand, bitch. We are. They asked me if we want one and I go, yeah, I'm always sweating in my armpits during the shows up here because it's like 80 degrees. And in the broom closet, we don't have a working thermostat. Like, I just saw today, Savannah, that Blaze, let me do this, Ross. Let me go to my,
Put him in the cupboard under the stairs.
Yeah, it's
maybe
true.
Maybe it's because he talks about genocide so much. I don't know.
Go to my screen. I just found out that in the podcast ranking, the entire industry, the rankings came out. And at number 13, Blaze Media is one of the largest media producers in the world. Okay. Where I think in just of October of 2021, we had 4.2 million people listening just a month, which is like pretty good. And we're there and I can't even get a room where I don't sweat. And instead of fixing the thermostat, they're getting us a sweat blocking sponsor. Like, that's some bullshit, but I'm also okay with it. Like, it's like, oh, don't fix the air conditioning in the broom closet. Let me get you a product so we can profit off of your suffering. Thank you, Blaze Media. That's
whenever
how we work.
Whenever you request them for like an upgrade, they take a look at the chart and they're like, well, how many times did he say genocide last episode? he's staying under the stairs.
He's not getting a
under
new
the one. Floorboards.
Yeah, no, but I'm looking at this and we're doing so good as a company. We're going to beat Viacom soon. Like, we're going to beat Viacom. We're beating Viacom talking about transgenders. Like, that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy. They hire transgenders. We roast the transgenders and we're almost as big as them. And we don't even work for satanic elites. We don't even have to do it.
We don't even have to do the ritual.
They have to have sex with kids and stuff to get where they're at. I'm not joking. These people do that stuff. They make people have sex with kids and they take pictures of them having sex with kids and they use it against them. What they do is they have these orgy parties. This is a big deal. Like, and this is, people talk about this all the time in Hollywood, but what they do, and they have these rooms and you go in, they have like different rooms, like these sex parties. But what they don't tell you is that some of these things are filmed and some of these people, escorts are like, they're escorts and stuff, but they're minors and they get you in sexual acts. Not necessarily, they're like young. And then they have it. Like, you know, Epstein's Island, it had one of the largest surveillance systems, and they recorded everybody and every act in every room of everything they did. I'm not making this up.
No,
that's known.
There was, it was a huge story a while ago. One of the UK prime ministers had there was allegedly going to be a leaked photo of him having sex with a pig. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And it was because he was in like an Oxford boys club or something, some big like wealthy boys club in the UK where all of them are kind of slated to become movers and shakers in government. And they all would do these like sessions where they would take pictures of each other in horrible positions.
A session. Like a pig sesh?
A pig sesh. Porkroast, if you will.
They
take these pictures so that they'll all be forced for the rest of their lives to advance each other. Like, oh, you become prime minister. Well, you make sure you hire my company for whatever, right. X, Y, Z. And so, they're like tight knit. Otherwise, you get the pig photo leaked.
it's really true. Now, some people in certain countries do that with goats voluntarily, and people want to import those people to our country. But that's another story. But I do want to say that they do this. That's a real thing. Like, there's a huge reason why they killed Epstein. And also, like Bill Gates is involved in that, right? So what's so crazy is like, that's why his wife divorced him, because he's just very sketchy things going on with his relationship with Epstein. We know what that means. People out there are having sex with kids. They're child molesters in order to get ahead in life. And imagine how miserable you must be in your life when you knew that you had sex with a minor, it was filmed, and that's used as blackmail. And there's a guy sitting in a broom closet laughing at ugly people. Put it up there. We're putting this on the screen. all we had to do to get where we're at was make fun of this guy. And that's that was not a fair trade, right? Like there must be miserable realizing that I'm getting to where they're at without having to do what they did. And I just make fun of them.
Like, listen, my competitors, they have sex with kids. Watch my show.
Blaze Media. We're not satanic pedophiles.
Anyone that is not me, any radio show that is not this radio show, they have sex with kids. Watch this show.
Savannah, am I wrong?
I mean, no comment.
Can't confirm or deny.
Exactly.
Do you know what I always said? Do you know what Sav should have done for a second job? She should be the bait kid for To Catch a Predator.
Bait kid, yeah.
You know, like when like you watch that and there's like some little girl's like, I just made some cookies. I'll go away 1 second. And they're like, either, you know, they're an adult, but they look like a kid. Savannah could be like the 12-year-old bait on To Catch a Predator. She's the one, like, you see Savannah in a room, by the way, and you met someone online and you see Savannah, you're about to go to prison. You're about to go to jail.
I have a guy I knew, actually like a really sweet guy, but he was one of the biggest prostitutes in London. And
connection to have.
It's a long story, but he's like a male to male, like gay prostitute. And he's in his 30s. I can't remember what
his
name was.
Is he gay or does he just do it for pay?
No, he's gay, but he looks like he's a little boy. So he has like a really young face and he was
very weird.
So popular. Like one of the most, like I said, one of the biggest male prostitutes in London because he looked like he was underage.
That is disturbing.
How
can we bring up a picture of this person? Do you know?
Yeah,
what
I can
look
his it name.
Up. Yeah, give me his name. We'll look it up.
There was a big Vice article.
When you make it this
him.
Far in the show, you get to see childish looking male prostitutes. that's what's happened to this program. It's true. You know what's kind of funny too is I remember they tried to syndicate this show originally for TV.
Josh Brandon, Meet the Male Escort Who Makes $7,000 a Night, Vice.
Josh Brandon Vice.
He's actually like a really nice guy.
We're not
going to
see anything like gross, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, but he'll do like these photos of him like in uniforms and like, you know, the soccer ball.
It doesn't look like much. Oh yeah, there you go. Let me bring this up. It doesn't look like I don't understand who this. Okay. Well, there you go.
Oh, is there not a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was something else. So he looks like a young boy, and so they pay him.
Yeah,
because
like, do you think he's looks 30 there?
Savannah, that literally looks like a 14-year-old boy. That's creepy.
Yeah, it is really creepy.
And he's 30?
Yeah, I think so. He's 30,
okay, we're going to get that one off the screen.
But like, that, you know, there's like, within leftist circles online, there's this huge discourse going on about whether people should create coping mechanisms for minor attracted people. They call them MAPs. They're not pedophiles. They're minor attracted people. And we should create porn and things that look like it's younger people so that they can consensually and legally partake in their habit. Talking about little people.
They're not even
much.
Just having sex with kids. They're having sex with mystical creatures.
But I'm like, I feel like, no, you know? Like, no, don't encourage it.
Yeah,
cut it off as soon as it starts. Like, no.
Yeah, it is interesting too. I mean, if you look at my screen, this is an article about that. I'm just kidding.
I'm never returning. I'm gonna go call back Border Force and be like, yeah, put there. Me back on the.
Oh man, I can't believe that exists. I can't believe now. You will never forget that one exists. You will never forget. And if you again, that's if you want to look that up and send that to a friend, Jacqueline Moore. And I like to retweet this stuff and put the eyes and like, instead of saying anything mean on Twitter, cause I'll delete you. I say positive things like, this is so beautiful, huh, everyone? And then that's why the posts go viral because everyone reads it and they're like, you bitch. Like they know that I'm making fun of them without having to do it.
I have nothing left to say about that. Nothing left to say about Lo-Fi Girl.
Do you know that's why we don't try to get the show remonetized? Because I don't want them to review my videos because I feel like they're going to delete my channel if they review these videos. Like we've gotten caught off their radar because they like just, we don't make any money on YouTube anymore. So like we don't make any money. So there's not really like a big threat, right? Like the reason why they don't like Crowder is because he makes tons of money on YouTube. This is not even like, we're on so many platforms. This show's in so many places. We have our own platforms. We just don't make money on YouTube.
Yeah. And, you know, when you upload your video and it asks you to like do a self review of like what kind of content you have in it.
Yeah.
Every time I do that, I'm like, I should probably overestimate because otherwise if you do it wrong, they stop trusting you and don't let
you. Are you still monetized?
Yeah, but I have to overestimate like if it's got guns in it, I'm like, oh, whatever. I just won't make money on it because otherwise I'm scared they'll give me too many strikes for wrongly assuming if my content is offensive or not. So right now, because I've been reviewing it good, I've been given a little more leniency, but like 10% of my videos are monetized.
Yeah, I think we were at 6% before we got demonetized anyways. It's not that big of a deal. This show went from making like tens of thousands to making $0 on ad revenue. That's when we were smaller. And so they've taken, I mean, we've lost, I think I calculated in the last like 18 months, overall like demonetization, we've lost over $1 million with ads and everything missing. They're a cancellation campaign. Sav, but you don't need more money, do you, Sav? You like to make the same amount forever, right?
Mm-hmm. True. Yes, exactly. Especially in Dallas. It's a very safe and clean city, not expensive to live here at all.
And you know what you told me? You're like, you know what would suck? If we made a bunch more money and then I got paid a bunch more money, like, wouldn't that suck? And that's what she always tells me. She's
I usually tell you that it would suck if they tried to update our studio and gave us equipment that worked because then my job wouldn't be as fun.
Tonight on To Catch a Predator, you just hear Chris Hansen and Savannah Hernandez.
There was a time that you could still pivot in like maybe 2017, 2018, where if you wanted to like stop doing the crazy political stuff, you could. It's like impossible now because they just... Everyone would be like, you're a white nationalist, you're a Nazi if you switch to normal content. But I knew someone who switched from doing politics during like the Gamergate stuff to just comedy and drama. And she gets probably the same view counts that you get when you upload a slightly offensive video. And she's making like 30,000.
Yeah, just on ad revenue.
A month. Yeah,
just on ad revenue.
Just on ad revenue.
Oh, yeah. A lot of my friends make well over $150,000 to $200,000 a month.
People who do normie content that can be monetized do so well. I was shocked. I was like, what do you
Yeah, do you want to know how much money people make? I want to tell you this, Savannah, so you feel bad about yourself. This is let's make Savannah hate her life moment.
In the closet.
No,
to
put it into perspective, how if we were not demonetized and we had the proper funding and with like ads and everything, we would definitely be bringing in like, we would definitely be bringing in enough to pay you like as much as like an executive producer at Fox News primetime show. Like we really would.
All I ask for is a budget for our show to fly and guests.
You'd be driving an AMG Mercedes or like an M Series BMW or something.
Do I really need that though? I think I would just die at that point. Just like so eject out of the front windshield because of my driving skills probably.
Susan Wojcicki doesn't want brown people to have nice things. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this oppression? Am I being oppressed?
It's true. Somebody, we need a really rich person. You know, I know Sydney's, Sav, how old are you?
25?
I don't know.
She's literally up front to catch a predator. She's like, am I 12 today or 25? Don't always check IDs, young men. But I was gonna say, no, that it's an interesting thing because Sav needs a rich Chad dude to marry her.
No.
Yes. And just give her lots of money.
No.
I think we called it a sugar daddy, but Chad dude works too. That's a cope.
Chad daddy. Someone here applied. Guess who wants to be your daddy? Go to my screen. Yep. I don't even know why we're here back here again. Anyway, I do want to go over this though. This is an important thing that I want to talk about is I don't know what's happening, but I think the simulation is broken. I do. Greta Thunberg. Who's 18.
Is that how you pronounce it? Thunberg?
Yeah, Thunberg.
Isn't it Thunderberg or something?
Thunder thighs.
Thunderburger.
All right. Asperger's. Okay. Got Asperger's. Okay. Who thought about calling autism Asperger's? That's the dumbest thing. It's like, oh no, I don't have Asperger's, I have cock sandwich. And it's like,
their life is hard enough and they then call it, let's just call it Asperger's.
You're on the spectrum of a ball burrito, okay? It's like, dude, the ass burgers, this is so weird. But Greta Thunberg, I don't know what's happening, but somehow she got involved in a chant. And I would say this is a very autistic thing to happen, but then she's autistic, so it doesn't make the joke.
Is it funny? You need to not use it. I actually use autism as a compliment in my circles.
Yeah,
I don't know. This is weaponized autism.
Yeah, that's everyone Sigma I energy.
Know, yeah, absolutely. So stop calling her autistic. That's
no, but she is autistic.
Yeah, but
that's what her bio says. That I'm like an autistic girl who's seeking to change the world.
Well, there's something I like about Greta Thunberg. Then.
I do too. This is actually the first time I've liked anything she said. Let's play video 7.
You can shove your climate crisis up your arse. You can shove your climate crisis up your arse.
I feel like that could be a right-wing rant.
Yeah, I don't know who got her to
I'm
do
so
that.
I'm so confused about this video.
Me too.
Because even if you spin it a different way, like, what? I'm confused.
Who?
I don't know. I really don't.
I always wonder who they're talking to when they do these videos. Like, you, person who is destroying the world.
I don't know. I'm not going to try to explain this, but I do want to say that it is interesting because I really enjoy the fact that we're now on the same page. And this has been 2021 for you folks when you're on the same page as Greta Thunberg. I do want to say this, though. If you've made it this far in the podcast, please do not forget to download this on audio only on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever else you can get the show. We've been deleted off of Spotify before and Apple Podcasts due to glitches. And then we've gotten our entire show restored. So luckily we're still on there and you guys can still get the audio only. Become a blind viewer and listen. Before we read those reviews, Lauren, where's the best place people can follow you and on social media, watch your videos?
You can find me. Just look up Lauren Southern on YouTube. I think it still appears if you look it up. They have de-ranked me quite a bit. At Lauren_Southern on Twitter, although I have uninstalled it because I had an unhealthy relationship with Twitter.com. As I know you do and every creator.
I have an unhealthy relationship with the internet.
Yeah, yeah. So I do. I'm tweeting a bit less these days, but Lord knows I'll reinstall it and be right back at it again. Facebook too, all those places. Look up my name, Lauren Southern, as in not Northern.
You know what's funny? Savannah, you know what's funny though?
What?
Is like my dad told me something that was like, you're right. He was like, he goes, you know, Elijah, I think you don't know how you come off. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, I think you're just like your head, you're in the cesspool of things. And so you think that what you're saying is normal, but you're just not everyone. People go to work, you know, and they just do normal things. Like they like write reports and they just like do things and they go to dinner.
Cubicles.
And then I think that that's why some people are turned off by your approach to things, because you spend your days immersed in things that people aren't supposed to see. And a lot of it, I can't even play on the show because it's so bad. But also, I've been doing this since I was like 11. So we were already like, what, 16 years in? We're 16 years in. I'm not quitting now. Like, I've been looking at really effed up stuff on the internet for a long time.
You're like the filter for people so that they can see it in
remember
a
Live
clean
Leaks?
Way. Yeah, so you just watch beheading videos on Live Leaks all day. They did an article.
I used to.
On how the violence censorship people on Facebook were starting to get like severely mentally ill because all they do all day is review whether videos should be restricted or not. Yep. There he is.
I was like, yeah. And Savannah starts to feel that too. Like sometimes Savannah like is just kind of like, like you get to the point where you just start agreeing with the God of the Old Testament.
Here we go again, Savannah, and the show.
Here we go again with the genocide. Good right. Lord, I all thought right. we were done with this.
All right. And now you're never getting out of this closet.
Anyway, it's true. Once you're in the closet, you got to stay in forever, boys. Yep. You know how
it
is.
Are you bringing up the photo again?
Yeah, could you just, I was just bringing that. It was supposed to be a gay
Elijah
joke.
Sits That's what Elijah sits in a closet all day and looks out. At naked pictures of transgender people. That's Elijah's job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, remember that time we had, what was her name? She was on the CTMZ and we had to look up a picture of her, Elijah. Who? Do you remember that?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is a last story. And I don't even know why we're continuing the podcast. We should have ended it like 8 minutes ago. Yeah. But listen, oh, my gosh. So we had a transgender porn star argue with John Doyle. And so we went to Google because like her angle was weird.
Yeah, so we had to find a picture for the thumbnail.
Okay, Savannah wanted to see what it was like to see transgender people having sex.
No,
she did. She said she wanted to. She did.
It never happened, Lauren.
No. What we were doing is I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, I'll find a picture. So I just like, Google her name. I don't know if it's a boy. I don't know what it is. But I Google the Twitter name. It's like something star. And I Google it. And
Tiffany Star.
Oh yeah, Tiffany Star.
Yeah, just let
and
the
so
audience know.
I Google this. No, we're not putting this up. We'll get this deleted.
And don't Google it. Not Google it.
It's a person with boobs and a giant dick having sex with another person with boobs and a giant dick. It was transgender porn. And it was And then to make HR mad, I was like, I saw this, Savannah. You now have to see this.
Yeah, he goes, Savannah, come look at this. And I was like, okay. And I was just like, bro, f*** you.
I know everyone's mad that's watching this. And why did I do that? Savannah's not, she's cut from a different breed here. I could not have been the only person who saw it. Because here's the thing. I'm on the Blaze. We have Blaze filters. And now if they're like, who's looking at transgender porn at work? And it gets back to me. I have to make it known it was an accident.
Oops.
It was really.
Elijah was in the closet down here looking you're like at this, transgender
you're like
this, porn.
You're like, what was it? Oops, my fingers slipped. But no, but I'm just going to say the fact that Savannah brought it up, we never forgot it. We never forgot it.
Scarred for life.
Tiffany, you are in our minds forever. Oh, whether we like
Tiffany,
it or
you are
not.
With us.
You are with us in spirit. After seeing that picture, I started a war.
I'm thinking about it right now. I'm thinking about it again. This is traumatic. I have PTSD.
That's why I started a war. I'm like, it's war now. It's war. I can't unsee. Can't unsee.
This can't be undone.
On that note.
Stay off the internet, kids.
Yeah, if you had a button that would like destroy the internet today, including your jobs, mm-hmm. would you press it?
Yes. An abortion?
Would you rather have aborted your work? I don't know. No, I love this. I love this job. It's really a fun job. It makes me hate people. That's all.
It fills me with hate
and trauma every day, but I love this job.
Do you want to pop your head in there? Do you want to say hi to the people? Want to wave in? No? All right. She's not saying hi, but we have some shadowing today who's with us in physical
presence.
She
doesn't exist. It's Elijah's imaginary friend.
It's Tiffany Starr in the flesh.
Tiffany Starr is having sex
on
the couch.
She follows him everywhere and we just kind of pretend it's normal.
She's under his desk right now. Why do you think he's smiling so big?
You'll have full-blown conversations.
I'm getting fully blown under the desk by Tiffany Starr. That's happening. Anyway, thanks so much again. Grandma, I'm so sorry. That's the point in the whole episode where Grandma, please don't watch this episode. I'm going to text you until you don't watch this one.
We need to put a grandma disclaimer before the start.
Warning. Elijah's grandma should not watch this one. Thanks so much again for watching another episode, a grandma unsafe episode of Slightly Offensive, where, by the way, you guys keep complaining about things. This is not a show for kids. We literally press a button when we upload it, says, is this show for children? And we say no. And then I get emails all the time complaining how the show's not, you don't like the things I say or do while your kids are watching. And I'm just going to say this. This is a show for mature audiences and is not for children. And I don't know why kids are watching the show. That is, if they do, then you want to, that's fine. But please don't let your kids see that. And if you're watching that, you got to ask yourself, why do you still watch this? But we thank you so much again for supporting us. I want to read these two reviews from the podcast. As we mentioned, we have a review from Confused Screams, which says 7/7/2021. I am GAE for this show. I'm gay for the show. Excellent. I've been watching Slightly Offensive on YouTube and on and off for at least a few years. All I can say that the show deserves every ounce of love and support that it gets. The content that Elijah Schaefer and co-produce strikes that perfect blend of informative and entertaining. Most importantly, the show is one of the few media outlets left that dares to broadcast the truth, which is incredibly refreshing in the era of big tech censorship. I admire and appreciate the bravery that Elijah and Savannah have demonstrated in their work. I wish I had an inkling of their courage. Your work inspires me to maybe become a journalist someday so I can spread the truth too. I'm very grateful to have run into the show. Please take good care of yourselves and have a lovely day. That was really nice.
Confused Scrims.
Oh, Scrims. Confused Scrims. Another review is from Moving On Out, says, Blaze app, tell Glenn you need to be number two on Blaze. I get sick of scrolling. Ooh. And also, if you go to Blaze, you get to see my gay magician picture, which is true too. BlazeTV.com/Elijah. Find out what I mean by that. Scroll to our page. Literally go to the canceled shows. We are in the canceled section. This show's not canceled, but it's literally in the canceled section. They just put our show in the back. And
maybe
like,
it's because you say genocide so much.
Every time they go to review you, should he be on the website? They bring up that genocide list.
It's just a toxic relationship when you think about it, because if you think about the show, like two things about it. Is like, I wonder if it's like, because the show is very profitable for them, right? I mean, like we have all the, like, I mean, it is very profitable for them. So I wonder if it's that relationship where like, they wish this wasn't what it was, but we keep making them money. So they won't
let it go.
They're
like kind of embarrassed about it, but also it's really profitable.
Hey Blaze, if I put someone in a broom closet and gave them shitty equipment, I might be embarrassed too. So there's, I'm just saying, I'm not saying anything, but I might be. So maybe that's why. Maybe once they redo our studio, they'll move us forward. In January, which is when now they've pushed it back. All right. Anyway, that's.
I bet they've got like a whole set built for you, like giant set, cameras everywhere, a whole team. And they're just, he said genocide.
Oh, they
again.
Do. Just not for this
Pack
show.
That up.
They gave me a live show. That was not a good idea. A 5 day a week live show. Not a good idea. But here we
that's
are.
That's because they have Sydney babysitting you.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. Anyway, if you want Sydney to babysit on you. Make sure that you also subscribe to that other show and check it out. You can follow me everywhere on social media. You can follow Savannah on social media, YouTube, Sav Says, and also the Rapid Fire podcast on audio and on her YouTube. Make sure that you continue to support us, support the show, and buy a mug so you can be a good person. And don't forget to check out, it's a lot of things, Estevez Photography. Honestly, if you're looking for a photographer, he's in LA right now, but he travels and does a lot of types of things, and I really support his work. He's amazing and has helped the show and a friend of the show. Thanks again so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show of Blaze TV. And in the world, we have confetti of color in my face, in Lauren's face. A huge thank you to her for coming from, there you go. And there you go. And there's Savannah.
Oh, me too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we all get confetti. What a fun celebration.
Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.